I am in Glasgow's Museum of Transport. I'm going to go for a wander, somehow. Right, what do we have here? So this is a fairly new place. It's always been a museum of transport, but it's only been located here for about 2 years. What's this here? Maybe a bike or something? I can't quite,
can't quite see.
Right, I have found the very large buffer at the end of what I presume to be a steam engine. It's huge, as you'd expect. There's some lettering on it there. There may be lettering, but I can't read it. Okay. Right. Let's... They very helpfully put strip lights along the side of the pathway. Oh, we have some steps. Let's go up. Let's see what we get to.
Camera. Double tap. Camera. Flash. Off. Switch between flash ons. Tap. Switch off. Switch on. Auto focus. Camera. Audio B. Audio B. Double tap to open. Audio. Pause recording. Button.
Oh, well, I'm still wandering in the Transport Museum. I feel I can speak a little bit louder now, as there aren't quite so many people around me. This is here. Oh, that's just the light reflecting off. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe is that some kind of screen? I could see the light reflecting off something. Oh, it must be touch screen, because I touched it and it stopped doing what it was doing. I'm not quite sure what it's telling us. I have to say, the architecture of this place is really quite impressive. There are lines of lights, basically sort of long strip lights, that mark out where each of the stands are on the floor, but they also seem to go up. So there are great swirls on the ceiling, which I don't know if they indicate actual paths or whether it's just decorative, but it's quite impressive, I have to say. That said, I find the lights a little bit startling, so it means actually I can't see much else other than the lights. Can't see really what they're on. I just get sort of ideas of big shadows. You know, is this big shadow a train or a tram or what? But I like this. It's nice. It's a good place. Oh, I don't know, what's this? This could be a bus, maybe? Let's see. Actually, buses aren't sexy enough to be included in transport museums, are they? Another swirly screen thing. I think the swirliness is probably to attract your attention, because as soon as you touch it, it disappears.
What have we got here?
Ah, a handle.
It doesn't open anything.
And a very bright light. I think it's a tram. It's got the sort of slanted ends, rounded ends. Oh, we have some kind of car here. Don't know what kind. Well, that noise, it sounds interesting. Something to play with, maybe. Oops. I ended up on the wrong side of something. And a larger car here. It could be a taxi, maybe. It's that sort of light. The door is locked. I can confirm. This is here. Let me see, there's Oh, I see, so we're talking about accessible taxis. Feel inside of a rope across. I'm probably not allowed to do this, but never mind. So it's sort of London Black Cab-esque. Right, where are we going now? Let's go across here, because that's where the sound was coming from. It sounded interesting. I like interesting sounds. Maybe not over there, though. Right. Sorry. Oops. The sound was coming from people who were sitting down somewhere. Whoops. Right, we weren't going there. Lots of children. Somewhere there's meant to be an outside bit with some pontoons. What's this here? Whatever it is behind glass. I have to say, as everywhere else that I've been in Glasgow so far, people have been very friendly here. The person at the main door helped me find the cloakroom and toilet. And what we've got here, something that's quite bright again. I'm not sure what it is though. Nope, another screen. Very clever having these visualizations on them that presumably attract children to touch them. Children and Robert. I can feel a breeze. Maybe I'm coming up towards the door here. Yes. Let's go and have a look. Guessed by the wind noise. So the building's on the bank of the Clyde. My taxi driver on the way over here was telling me how when young he took a bet to swim across the Clyde. He was apparently a very strong swimmer at that time, so it was fine. He made it across fine, except he was met on the other side by the police, who apparently fined him £5 for... It was apparently quite a long time ago, £5 for a breach of the peace. Right, so we have a vessel here, which appears to me to have a number of masts. A tool ship of some description. Which one? Let's see if I can find somebody who can tell me. And there is the Clyde. Oh, and we have a most enormous bollard. This vessel is attached to. And a rather nice solid handrail to stop you from going in for a swim. Which would seem to me to not be an amazing idea. Walking any further along here, don't know if there's anything else. I may just take a couple of photographs. Anyway, this is all very interesting. I'm having a good day. Enjoying this.
Pause recording.